1 Kings chapter 18, and we're really just going to look very specifically at just a few words. I'll make reference to some verses above and below, but 1 Kings 18 verse 43 is what I would like to leave with you. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 43, a very familiar passage about Elijah and the prayer for rain. And in verse 43, Elijah says to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again," seven times. I just want to make some comments about that phrase, "There is nothing. Go again." And I really want to drill this into us. I want this to be the thing that we take away that we can't forget. It's in our heads. It's like a song that's stuck in our minds. Words that we just can't escape from. I want it to stick that strongly with myself, with all of us. There is nothing. Go again. There is nothing. Go again. At the very basic level, this speaks of persistence. It speaks of persistence to me. There is nothing. Go again. And when we look at our own situation, we could probably say that many times over. There is nothing by way of those things that we have prayed for. There is nothing. We're not seeing anything. But go again. There is nothing, often, but go again. What we see here in the verse above is Elijah, in verse 41, said to Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for what? There is a sound of abundance of rain." So I want to split up this meditation into three simple points. Number one is the ear of faith, if you want to call it that, the sound of abundance of rain. Number two is the trial of faith. And number three would be the reward of faith. But I really want to zero in on that second point. There is nothing. Go again. That's the trial of faith. But the first point is the ear of faith. And it's interesting here because there was no rain at that time when Elijah was making this comment. But there was the sound of abundance of rain. He was able to hear something. And that is the ear of faith. We often talk about being able to see with the eyes of faith. What can you see with the eye of faith? Well, here, Elijah heard the sound of abundance of rain, even though there was no sound physically, even though there was no sign of rain at all. There was nothing, in fact. But it says here, there is a sound of abundance of rain. And that is the ear of faith. And I just want to make some very simple application there to us all, is that we should be praying that God will give us that kind of sense, an eye of faith and the ear of faith to be able to hear and to see. We should not live in a state of, like I say, a perpetual wilderness experience. I mentioned that we're going into Bob Jones University. That is what I can hear by faith. That is something that I want to be able to see by faith. I want to be able to see a day when there are brought together a group of praying young people. I want to see that. I want to hear that. I want to hear their prayers. Hearing the sound of abundance of rain. People might think that to be foolish, or people might think that, in our case with sermon audio, what's that got to do with sermon audio or the computer science department or anything? It has everything to do with it. If I had a chance to talk about the testimony of sermon audio, you would know that all throughout our history, we have seen divine intervention over and over again that cannot be attributed to business acumen, certainly not mine, or wonderful foresight to be able to see around corners and be able to predict for the future, or our wonderful skill set, or whatever. No, prayer has everything to do with what we're doing at Sermon Audio, and if we have the opportunity to influence some students, I would be hammering that point home, that this is the reason why we are here, and this is the reason why we are still here after 20 years. I want students to understand that prayer is, it's the soil, it's the rich soil out of which everything grows. All of our desires to see God's kingdom expanded, it starts in the rich soil of prayer. So it has everything to do with it. That's what I want to see. But there are things that you want to see. You want to see loved ones saved. You do. You want to see your children all brought in. You might be the only one in your family that's in Christ. I know there are some that are, that's true. And that's a sad thing. With the eye of faith, you can see your family brought to Christ. You can see that reversed, that ratio reversed with the eye of faith. There are things that I'm trying to encourage you to be able to see with the eye of faith and not just be relegated to the here and the now and what we see today. We want to see our churches revived. We want to see real, earnest prayer meetings in our churches where the people are coming together hungry and with a burden, where they can't wait to jump into the prayer meeting and open their mouth and cry out to the Lord. Seasons of real seeking after God. I want to see that. I'm sure you want to see that. That's the eye of faith. Zechariah 8 type of faith. You know, where it says that there shall come a day when many people from many cities shall gather together and seek the Lord and pray. That's by faith. We should have that kind of vision, that kind of aspiration. Or where it says in Habakkuk that the knowledge of the Lord and the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's the eye of faith. That's hearing the sound of abundance of rain, even though right now there is nothing. There is nothing. And this is not just all just wishful thinking, by the way. This is not just all us daydreaming passively, by the way. There is effort and there is work and there is labor. And that's our second point, is in prayer, primarily. The labor that we expend is in prayer. Because you see there in verse 42 of 1 Kings 18, Elijah went up and he cast himself down upon the earth. Look at that. And put his face between his knees. That's a vivid imagery of this man laboring in prayer. There's nothing daydreamy about this. There's nothing passive about this. He cast himself down physically. He was put his face between his knees. And this is reinforced, this idea in James, where it says that Elijah, even though he was just like us in many respects, he had like passions like us. So let's not put him on some sort of a super spiritual plane where we could never attain to that. But Elijah, just a regular man, like we are regular men and women. So we understand that. But he earnestly, earnestly prayed. And the Lord answered. There was an earnestness here. There was labor here. And I want us to not forget that. It's not just that we're saying our prayers every day. We're repeating it as if by our much speaking we will be heard. Right? No. There is a labor in this. There is earnestness. And there is persistence. This is the trial of faith. You see, because I want to rub it in. There is nothing There was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. There was no sign of any abundance of rain. Here's Elijah saying, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. The servant says, Mr. Elijah, there's nothing. Oh, go again. There's still nothing. Go again. Seven times. There is nothing. And you know what? We're praying. We're praying for what I just mentioned, for many things. We are. And we're praying. We trust in faith, with the eye of faith, with the ear of faith. We can hear it. We can see it. We can taste it. And yet there is nothing. There is nothing. But see, this is the trial of faith. This is why it was so encouraging, that email that I put out with Dr. Sexton. I hope you all get to see it, because it is really encouraging. There is often trials of faith. God has to strip us. Steve Richardson yesterday, he has to strip us of all of our dependence on our hoarded resources, all of our backup plans. If this doesn't work, plan B. He has to completely get us to the point where we are depending on the Lord. And that's painful. There is trial there. It's a trial of faith. And it's a labor. And it's persistent. Again, there is nothing. Go again. Well, the last point is the reward of faith. The reward of faith. Because in verse 45, just one phrase, it says, there was a great rain. Praise the Lord. There was a great rain. We are asking of the Lord rain, as in the days of the latter rain. There was a great rain. And you'll note that it was after seven times, and seven usually in the Bible bespeaks of perfection. And so it's in God's perfect time, and it's in God's perfect way that He sends the answer. But He will send it. Just two little stories to help drive home this point. Blind Bartimaeus, on the side of the road, a beggar. Bartimaeus, his name, Bar, son, Timaeus, honor. Son of honor. Doesn't look like a son of honor. And just like a lot of us, his title and his name belies his experience. Son of honor, he was a beggar. And yet he cried out to the Lord. But there was nothing. You look at the Syrophoenician woman, remember her? And she was begging the Lord for mercy. He did not answer her a word. There was nothing. And blind Bartimaeus, people told him to be quiet. You're bothering the master. Talk about there was nothing. But he cried out the more. You see, he went again. Go again, blind Bartimaeus. Syrophoenician woman, she was rejected. Not only ignored, practically insulted. There's nothing. There's nothing for you. Give up. No. Go again. Blind Bartimaeus, he received the answer. What wilt thou have me to do, that I might receive my sight? Be it unto you according to your faith. Your faith. Same with the Syrophoenician woman. Your faith. In fact, he was marveled. The Lord was marveled. He was amazed at her faith. So great faith. What that speaks of is persistence. The Lord will answer. In Luke 18 it says, I will avenge them speedily. Shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? So, again, there is nothing. Don't despair. Go again. Persist. The Lord will reward our faith in His perfect time and His perfect way. Amen.